First of all, good evening to all of you. I know that you sacrificed your TV time for me and for my talk, and I thank you for your time, for your presence, and for your participation. Actually, on the screen, you can see a picture of me. That's me, but that's not the best picture. Probably some students have seen me because I have visited a lot of learning centers. Okay, that's just a joke. Among the 70 students or the 70 people in this chat room, first of all, I need to thank those working in Learner Support Center. As you know, host 2 is Cai Tian. It's Miss Cai Tian from Learner Support Center. And there are a few colleagues of her in this chat room. So I thank them for their hard work and for their efforts. And also, among so many students in this room, I can see some very, very familiar names. They are very active online. Let me just choose a few for you. For instance, I know that Cong Yunfeng, right? Cong Yunfeng, you are a year one student and you are very active online. Yes, Li Chen from Dalian. Zeng Pu, very active on forums. So I thank all of you, all students, for your coming. This evening, I'm going to talk about spoken English. This is not meant to be a lecture. This is a talk. So mainly, I will be talking during the first half an hour, and then I will leave it open for your questions. Hopefully, by the end of this program, you can come up with your own action plans for improving your spoken English. The topic for my talk is My Best Friend, Spoken English. Because to me, I do think that my best friend is oral English, spoken English. So first of all, let's talk about you and spoken English. My first question posed to all of you is, do you suffer from speaking English? Do you feel the pain when you speak English? Or you feel that it's an enjoyable experience when you speak English? Painful or enjoyable? Let me know, please. Oh, very good. Oh, yes, painful. Very painful. Oh, my goodness. I have got so many painful answers. Yes. Sometimes it's a mixture, right? Painful, but enjoyable. Yes. It seems that I got more painful answers than enjoyable ones. Then why painful? Why you feel the pain when you speak English? Actually, when you speak English, you should feel the joy. Very painful. Liu Hao said, very painful. Why so? Why can't you feel the joy? You can speak another language. A foreign language. You should feel the joy. But why? There's so much pain. Yes. Think slowly. You cannot think very quickly. Yes. No poor words. Limited vocabulary. I see. Grammar. and I can't express myself freely. It is like something choking in my throat. Thank you for all the frank and candid answers. Thank you very much. Cannot express very well. Fear of uttering. Lack of confidence. Yes, you have given me so many reasons for the pain you feel when you speak English. And then, I should let you know that it is very common to feel the pain at the very beginning in your learning English, in the whole process. It is very normal, very common to feel the pain. Why so? Simply because we are speaking a foreign language. When you speak a foreign language, you need to obey the rules of that language. And sometimes you need to speak fluently, or you are supposed to speak as fluently as possible and as correctly as possible. That is why you have high expectations. However, your performance is not as good as your expectations. That's why you feel the pain. Now, my next question is, when you feel the pain, or after you feel the pain, do you continue speaking English, or you just stop? Or you may avoid chances of speaking English. Who stops and who continues? Keep it going. Yes, good. Just avoid chances. Continue. Yes. For some of the students, if you continue, feeling the pain. And then, have such experience for some time, maybe you just wonder, 我能学好英语吗？我能说好英语吗？ Probably, this question poses in your mind. And then, you begin to stop. Actually, this is a vicious circle. 是一种恶性的循环。And then what is the problem? Why everybody is in the vicious circle? Why everybody suffers from it? Why not so many people just continue and then suddenly they feel the joy? Actually, I felt very painful to speak English when I was in college, especially in the first year, simply because I came from another province. Unluckily, I'm not from Beijing. My classmates who are from Beijing speak excellent oral English, and for me, no. I had to start from the very beginning. I had the pain, severe pain, but now I feel so joyful and enjoyable to speak English. That's why today I share my experience with you. Okay. Since so many people give up before they succeed, they kowtow to various English training programs. Please pay attention to what I said. Many people give up before they succeed. In Chinese, there's a Chinese idiom. 功亏一篑. If you continue doing so for longer time or for a longer time, you will feel some success. Yes, as that student said, you just stop halfway. You don't feel that you can continue. You get confidence, and then you give up. But you give up before, right before the success. And then, people, students, are crazy about choosing different English training programs. For instance, today I had a chance to log on to the web to look for brand name English training programs, and I was totally shocked by the number I found. 品牌英语。For instance, in the market, there are so many brand name English training programs. 疯狂英语，空中美语，洋话连天，阳光英语，英语全球通，双向式英语，逆向式英语，千万别学英语，突破对话跟我学，着迷英语，胡说英语。So many. There's... Yes. Okay. There are so many English programs, and students tend to kowtow to different training programs. Yes, 还有表演英语 acting English. Why? They kowtow. They just kneel down.Be right before these training programs, simply because they feel that those training programs can help them speak excellent English. And here, I am not discouraging you from attending different crash courses for English training. No, actually no. Today, my first message to you is there is no shortcut to learning English well.There is no shortcut to learning oral English well. There is no shortcut. Yes, very good. Tang Yingping, no shortcut. Then why are there so many training programs? Simply because they can provide an environment. They can teach you some tips, but tips cannot survive long. That's why.We need to believe that there's no shortcut, but there are appropriate approaches. There are a proper English learning approaches. And this evening, going to talk about the approaches. Proper approaches. Yes. Okay. Now, let's have a look at the current level of your spoken English.Who are satisfied with his or her current level of spoken English? Yes, probably I need to give some students the microphone. Not satisfied, yes. Not satisfied, short time is not work. Okay, and this evening I encourage all of you to apply for the mic. So that...All of us can share our experiences in improving our oral English. Yin Le Gang, thank you.
Can you hear me?
Good evening. I can hear you. Yes.
Yes, Professor, I think the shortcut is hard work. That's true. Because according to my experience, maybe at the beginning of it, I can't speak out.But I think the most important thing is that you must do your hard work, do your best to speak English every day. I think the best way is read any kind of materials and to enlarge your vocabulary. And I think maybe that's the big way. How about you?
Thank you very much. I will take back the mic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yin Le Gang, for your confidence and courage to be the first one to speak in this chat room. Please allow me to analyze your spoken English. I'm sure that most of the students have heard what you said just now. Because this evening we are going to break...down oral English into several components. 我们老是说口语，究竟口语包括哪些因素？我们刚才是尹同学已经发言了。We will break down her oral English. First of all, 尹乐刚 has very good knowledge of English grammar. Yes. She made no mistakes in English grammar. That is very good. That is not easy. That is not easy. This is the first thing. Second thing, Yin Le Gang speaks fluently. That is another key component for good oral English. Fluent English. However, Yin Le Gang, I need to point out that your pronunciation needs to be improved, or there is much room for improvement in your pronunciation and intonation. Pronunciation and intonation is a third component in oral English, or excellent spoken English. Very good, Yin Le Gang. As for your vocabulary, just now, you used very adequate vocabulary. So, thank you. Shall we have another try with another student? Because from the students talking, you can feel your problems, the first thing. Second thing, you can feel the common problems you share with other students. Can we have another one? Another try. Liu Haiying. Hello, Liu.
I have difficulty finding exact words to express myself. Sometimes my mind explodes with so many feelings and ideas, but I have no way speaking them out. And another problem is that I'm not very sure if I can respond to the message appropriately when I'm in a conversation, just like now, maybe. It would be embarrassing if I misheard the speaker or gave a wrong response. And so talking with someone gives me a lot of pressure. So I prefer to stay away from the conversation unless it's very necessary. And the last one problem is I'm often bothered by my lack of accurate and professional terms which are necessary for communication of depth. So what should I do? Can you help me? That's all. Thank you. I'm so nervous, I think.
Thank you. Yes. For this student, first of all, no problem with grammar. There's no problem with grammar for her. And there is a big problem with her pronunciation and intonation, especially with intonation. As you can see that English, 我们都知道, 英语和汉语, 它听起来有一个大的区别。 有一个非常大的区别听起来, pronunciation, intonation, 在它的发音方面有很大的区别,是什么区别? 大家感觉到了没有? 听了两位同学的发言? Yes, the biggest problem is pronunciation, intonation, and why? It seems that Chinese people speak English in a very flat tone. In a very flat tone. Yes. So, that's why you feel that person, when the person is speaking, there's not so much enthusiasm. There's not so much interest in the talking. Simply because of the tone. And when we learn how to pronounce well in English, please pay attention to intonation, pronunciation, intonation. So English pronunciation is not just about 单音, 它不是说把那个单个音标发对了就行了,音只是一个好的开始, 这以后我一会儿还要讲到, 会有很多的因素影响到你的发音. Thank you. Okay, so what is your current level of spoken English? just now some of the students said that you were not, or they were not satisfied. And then what is your goal for your spoken English? It matters very much. What is your goal? What is your aim for your spoken English?